Kirkland Lake, a poppy box stolen on Remembrance Day, hasn't dampened the Legion president's hope for ongoing community support for veterans. Kirkland Lake's Royal Canadian Legion Branch 87 President John McDonnell is speaking out after a theft that occurred on November 11. A man was caught on video stealing a poppy box containing donations meant for veterans. The box was taken and later discarded with the poppies in a trash bin. It's unknown how much money was stolen. "This is one of those things that doesn't happen often," McDonnell said. "It's only happened once or twice in the last few years, so we're lucky in that regard. But by the same token, it's just hurting the veterans and their families who depend on these funds." The theft was reported to police on the same day, but the suspect remained unidentified until the Legion shared video footage on its Facebook page yesterday, November 21. "Once we released the video, within the hour the person was identified. The community has really stepped up to support the poppy program," McDonnell said. He described the suspect as a relatively young adult, likely an older teen or young adult, driven by the desire to get a quick buck. Timmins today has reached out to OPP and hasn't received a response yet. McDonnell noted that poppy boxes, which are placed out in public during the Legion's short 2.5-week fundraising period, can be tempting targets for opportunistic thieves. Despite this setback, McDonnell remains confident in the ongoing support for veterans from the community. "The community awareness has been very positive. It's unfortunate, but we will continue with the poppy box donation programs," he said. "This is the only time of the year that we can fundraise specifically for veterans, so these donations are vital." McDonnell highlighted the importance of the funds raised by the poppy program, which directly support veterans' health needs. "As our veterans get older, their health needs increase, things like hearing aids, dental work, that's paid for through the poppy funds," he said. Looking ahead, McDonnell urged local businesses and community members to stay vigilant. "If you see something suspicious, someone walking away with a poppy box who hasn't identified themselves as Legion members, speak up," he said. He also recommended that businesses consider installing updated video cameras to help deter theft. Despite the theft, the Legion has continued its important work in supporting veterans. McDonnell pointed to the success of the Legion's first-ever Indigenous Veterans Ceremony, which saw strong community participation, including children and elders. "It went over very well, and I'm looking forward to inviting the Matachewan First Nation to participate next year," he said. See, first-ever ceremony for Indigenous Veterans Day planned for Kirkland Lake. McDonnell said his focus remains on the good that the Legion does and that he's committed to ensuring that the support for veterans remains strong, despite the occasional setback. "Little incidents like this are not going to prevent us from running these programs in the future," he said.